This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected growing international calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all the nearly 240 hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7th attack. AP correspondent Charles Tate Ledesma reports.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu said the responsibility of any harm to civilians lies with Hamas. Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven out of the territory.
Destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
Pushed to comment on if a deal for hostages may be in the making, the Prime Minister didn't want to divulge details.
Putting pressure on the Hamas leadership, that's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there.
Netanyahu said Israel had offered Gaza City's Shifa Hospital fuel to run generators, also to evacuate the hospitals, but they'd refused it, he says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of demonstrators in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv called on Sunday for the release of more than 200 hostages being held in Gaza. Several speakers took turns to give speeches on stage and soothe each other with songs as many held posters of those held hostage by Hamas militants. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. More than 100,000 people have marched in Paris to protest against rising anti-Semitism in the wake of Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne, representatives of several parties on the left, as well as the far-right leader